If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here. Mike Thompson
RV Superstore. From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Wink Martindale on Monday and Wednesday of this week has played part 4 and 5 of Cole Porter, and then yesterday he added Harry Belafonte. Boy, Harry's, you've been playing his music all week, Rick. He has a variety of sounds.
Pretty mama, when the sun go down, don't you feel mighty lonesome in the evening when the sun go down?
That's the name of it. Evening in the evening, mama. In the evening, mama. Gotcha.
My little woman.
Ooh, I like it.
My My little woman, where's she done gone? My little woman, my pretty little baby.
Wow. Thanks, Rick. That made me happy. Okay, we started off with the lovely Patty Newman talking about her family, her schooling, how she met Arthur. Let's go into the next segment. Talk to us a little bit about your career. When last we left you, you were modeling, then you married Arthur, and then what happened?
Well, actually, I modeled some in addition to what I was doing. I was really right out of college, a very young executive in the fashion industry.
Right.
And I worked for the Associated Dry Goods, which was a conglomerate that owned many high-end department stores around the country, including J.W. Robinson in California, Southern California. And they owned Goldwater's in Phoenix, and they owned Lord & Taylor in New York, and Denver Dry Goods in Colorado. So they owned that level of store. And when I first graduated and started working, I was an executive trainee for 3 months before I became an assistant buyer, and then a buyer, and then eventually a merchandiser. So a merchandise manager. So my career really was in ready-to-wear, the fashion part of department store life. Of course, there are many other divisions within the old-fashioned large department store, everything from appliances and furniture and children's wear and men's wear to the biggest of all, which is women's apparel and accessories, women's ready-to-wear. So I did that until I married Arthur. I was also going to school one or two nights a week at UCLA doing some graduate work. And I was teaching one night a week at Los Angeles City College. And I'm certified in California to teach at community college level, both marketing and distribution and business management. So those are courses that I taught part-time. I taught at night because I was working in the daytime. But night school is a very big, important factor in community college, at least in the areas where I taught. I taught at Los Angeles City College and then eventually at San Bernardino Valley College after I married Arthur and we were living at Lake Arrowhead, which is in the San Bernardino Mountains, just above San Bernardino.
You lived there for many years then.
We did. We still have a home
yes.
there.
Yes.
But we lived there while my daughter, then my stepdaughter, was living with us. She came to live with us when she was 12.
So you drove down that mountain.
Oh, sure. That was a no-brainer. It was only 18 miles from our house down the hill. Everybody did. Many,
yes.
many people commute from there to work and
wow.
school. So I know it seems difficult to understand for those people who are not used to driving Highway 18 up into Lake Arrowhead and Crestline and on to Big Bear, but it really isn't difficult when you're used to it. I mean, unless it's a terrible snowstorm.
Yes.
That's another issue. But yes, we lived there as a full-time residence for, I'm thinking, 7 or 8 years while Lori was in school. She went to middle school and high school in Lake Arrowhead. And the year she was a senior in high school, we bought a house in the desert to have a getaway. And we've had a house here ever since, over 40 years.
And I'm thinking that all of that schooling that you had and all that teaching developed your business acumen, which helped you in the... You were involved in the Newman family business, were you not?
Not technically, I was not.
Am I remembering
wrong? I should clarify that after I left major retail
uh-huh.
and was living at Lake Arrowhead, we'd given up our place in Los Angeles, and Arthur was still involved in the film industry, but he could work. People in the film industry can live anywhere, as you know, and even then they could. He would still go on films, do production work, but... I was at home, basically, with a stepdaughter at the time. Later, I adopted her when she was a little older and after her own mother had passed away. So she is my daughter. I was teaching her needlework. Needlepoint was very, very popular at that time. And eventually, I Arthur felt I needed a studio, a place to work. So we leased a place. I was teaching school-age girls how to stitch, how to do needlework. And that sort of evolved. And then pretty soon I had a retail store for about 10 years, even though we also...
In Arrowhead?
In Lake Arrowhead.
Wow.
Absolutely. In Lake Arrowhead. First in Blue Jay Village and then in Lake Arrowhead Village in the new village when it was rebuilt. And that went on for about 10 years. And by that time, Lori had left and was in college. And Arthur was anxious to have me not be so tied to the business. And it was a problem if we wanted to go on a 2 or 3 week trip or if he was working on a film. So I kind of reluctantly sold the business after about 10 years. But it was a lot of fun. I was involved in the community as I am here. And I made wonderful lifetime friends and taught lots of people. I didn't do all the teaching. I had someone that taught knitting and other people that taught other things. So I had it was a small business. I had a handful of employees.
But it fits in Arrowhead. It fits.
Exactly. People just loved it.
Yes.
I mean, they not only, needlepoint was extremely popular at that time, but people were knitting, they were crocheting, they were making rugs, they were doing all kinds of crafts with fibers. So I always referred to it as a needle art store and not needlepoint or stitchery. It was truly an art form.
Let me interject a quick question. I mean, you are always so beautifully coiffed and groomed.
Thank you, Joey.
Did you always have this sense of style which sort of led you into this career, or was it the other way around?
No, always, I think.
Yes.
I've always
Of the three
been.
Girls, were you the one that...
No, all of us were... Our mother was very...
stylish.
Very fashionable, yes. Uh-huh, or stylish, yes. As you know, fashion is something you buy. Style is what you do with
That's
it.
That's right. You've either got or you haven't.
So, in fact, I did my senior year at OU for my marketing degree with my marketing professor. I did an extensive paper on fashion, or is it fashion? Is it style? You know, what is it?
Great.
But that's been part of my life forever.
Yes. Okay, so I interrupted. So
no.
Arthur wanted, and by the way, Joey Pals, Arthur was a stand-in many times for Paul Newman. I used to love the stories he'd tell me. I would sit with him, remember, at the parties and things.
I do want to clarify one thing, Joy.
Surely.
He was never a stand-in.
What's the term?
He was a photo double.
Photo double.
A stand-in is never on camera.
Oh.
Unless there's an emergency. A photo double is on camera.
See?
In fact, I do have a quick star story.
Please.
Shall I tell you that now?
Yes.
One of the films, this was before I knew the Newmans, or became a Newman, that they worked on was a film called Winning, which was about racing, automobile racing.
Of course.
And my sister-in-law, Joanne, was in the film as well. Most of the film was shot in Indianapolis and other actual big racetracks. But the filming, principal photography was over, and they were back in California at the studio. It was a Universal picture. And they realized they needed a lot of close-up work that they didn't have of Paul in the race car, as though he's driving. So they enlisted Arthur, and they had a mock-up car built. It really was just from the shoulders up, but they had things like rear-view mirrors in this mock-up car. And Arthur was in the suit with a helmet on, and with a helmet on and in a racing suit, you couldn't tell whether it was Arthur or Paul. So that film was shot, as I said, before I knew them, I think in the late 60s. That's what kick-started, really, Paul's racing career. He took racing classes from Bob Bondurant and other significant people, and really loved it, and then went on from there, as you know, to have his own race team for 25 years, to win many awards, and so forth. So after Arthur died, we have this race suit. Now, normally the clothes go back, you know, to the studio, unless the star has it in their contract that they get to keep their costumes. I don't know if you're aware of that, but that's the way it works.
It mattered more to the girls, but okay.
Probably. Paul never cared about that, but for whatever reason, Arthur had this race suit that he wore. So this last summer in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where I spend a lot of time, as you may know, the Antiques Roadshow was coming to town. And I was actually enlisted by my local PBS station in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, to be a volunteer. So I was like a, well, I was on the team. I don't want to spend too much time talking about that. And I decided at the last minute, 2 days before that I flew in, to take this race suit to be looked at by Antiques Roadshow, which it was. And long story short, my segment with the suit from winning that Arthur wore, and perhaps Paul, we're not sure because they can't find another one, will be in the series next year.
I can't wait.
I'll have to get back to you with the
yes,
date.
We'll talk about it. See what we're learning? Oh, this is delightful. It's nice to have the time to hear these stories. Okay, Joey Pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.